It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and we're getting ready to go into a very exciting series. Yes, the title of this message is Don't Eat the Burnt Hot Dogs, Overcoming Temptation. Oh, it's going to make sense. Don't Eat the Burnt Hot Dogs, Overcoming Temptations. And we're going to be focusing on how to overcome temptation. Has anybody out there ever been tempted and ended up in a place that you did not want to be? Please get your paper, get your pens, get ready, get your Bible. We're going into the Word. We're going to give you practical illustrations, and we're going to learn more about overcoming temptations. Don't eat the burnt hot dogs. Overcoming temptations. Let's go right into the message. But Jesus said, well, pray that you don't enter to those temptations, that you will be delivered from all this evil. I can hear somebody say, I wish I had prayed about the situation before I went into it. That's okay. You can still pray your way out of the situation. God is a good God. He's good. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. He's full of long suffering. It is not his will that any man should perish. I want more of those that are listening to this message right now. I want you to gain hope. I want you to realize that whatever situation you find yourself in on this day that you're hearing this message, God is well able to bring you up and bring you out. That's why Jesus shed his precious blood on Calvary's Christ. That's why Jesus gave his life. Why? Because he know that what the thief Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we are like babes. We are like sheep. And we need a shepherd that can have the oversight over us. And he says, well, I am the good shepherd. I will lead you what? Down the calm waters. I'll lead you in what? Still waters. I lead you what? Green pastures. I protect you. I keep you. Somebody need to go back to the 23rd Psalms and read over what? He'll lead you beside the still waters. He'll lead you into green pastures. He'll protect you while you're nourished. He'll what? Restore your soul. So understand that prayer. You must pray that you don't be led into temptation. You must pray that you be delivered, oh my God, out of evil. Now let's go into Matthew 18:7, and this is a warning. This is a warning to people that's always setting other people up to fall. Always trying to lure somebody or tempt somebody to get off base. Their only agenda is to make people who are trying to do good works look bad. Their only agenda is to pull somebody down. Is to make mockery of their testimony in Christ Jesus. That's their agenda. Unfortunately, if you live on this earth in the year 2014, you're going to be faced with people who mean you no good. Maybe you've fallen into that trap of Satan, of bothering people, of messing with people, of gossiping about people, of trying to make people look bad, or throwing rocks at people. Maybe you got caught up in that trap. I want you to hear what Jesus had to say about it, because he will forgive you and he will deliver you. I want you to see this. Matthew 18:7. Woe to the world for such temptations to sin and influence to do wrong. It is necessary that temptation comes. I'm talking to you as believers. Temptations are going to come your way. So you can't go hide in a cave and you can't isolate yourself from life. Temptations are coming your way. He said, it is necessary that temptations come. But woe to the person on whose account or by whom the temptation comes. In other words, he's now talking about temptation, but he's talking to people that tempt people. People that allure people. People that set people up to do the wrong thing. He said, woe unto you. And woe is what? A stern warning. Woe, it lets you know, oh, something bad is going to come behind this one if you don't take heed to it. Oh, we got to show you both sides of temptation. But woe to the person on whose account or by whom the temptation comes. In other words, Jesus is telling believers, you pray that you don't enter into temptations. And he's talking to evildoers, don't do that. Never tempt a person to do wrong. Never entice or allure a person to do what's wrong. The blood is on your hands. The guilt and the shame and the punishment will surely come back to you. Look at somebody and say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So let's go into the final part of this message. Tempted in the midst of the fire. How to overcome. Have you ever been tempted in the midst of the fire? Tempted when things are going wrong. Tempted where things are just off base. Tempted in the midst of the fire. Tempted when all your bills are coming in. You're already on fire. And now this temptation to get some easy money comes your way. Tempted when your marriage is going the wrong way. And then somebody that comes that you are attracted to. Tempted to commit adultery. Tempted in the midst of the fire. Tempted to leave that place that you know God placed you there. God asked you to serve him right there. But the temptation comes in the midst of the fire. Tempted to tell God, no, I can't do this no more. I am tired. Tempted to give up. Tempted when it's time to press a little bit further. Time to overcome some obstacle. Tempted to say, I'm through. I'm out. Matthew 26:40-42. Amplified version again. Overcoming temptation. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, what? Are you so utterly unable to stay awake and keep watch with me for 1 hour? This is Jesus. He's there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's getting ready to go to the cross, to railing and praying before God, getting that strength and that direction and placing God that he needs to go to the cross. Disciples come with him, but they fell asleep in the midst of a test, in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a situation where you just don't understand. Some people have a tendency to go to sleep because sleep is an escape mechanism. Some people go through depression and all they want to do is get in the bed and go to sleep. But Jesus is saying to you today, awake and come out of your sleep. And he said in verse 41, all of you, and I'm speaking to somebody that's taking that escape mechanism. All you want to do is sleep. You just want to sleep. You're depressed. All of you must keep awake. Give strict attention. Be cautious and active. And watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. Oh, my Lord, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm speaking to some people right now. You're depressed and you've been sleeping and you just get up, maybe get you some water, get you a little eat. Then you go back and you get in the bed and you go to sleep because you're trying to escape. But you got to get up and you got to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. I'm talking to some other people that are spiritually been lulled to sleep, spiritually sleeping, spiritually have closed your eyes. Spiritually have decided, I'm not even going to bother with it no more. Oh, God says what? Wake up and watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Verse 42. And again, a second time, he went away and prayed. My Father, if this cannot pass by unless I drink it, your will be done. And that's your key. That's your key in overcoming temptation. Always seek the will of God. Oh, you're going to go through some pressure and you may have some disappointments along the way. And some of your supporters may not be there with you all the time. But what? Your will be done, God. Your will be done. I'm going to pray till I can't pray no more. I'm going to stay alert. I'm going to watch. And I want the will of God to be done. In the midst of the fire, Satan will tempt you to shut your eyes and fall asleep. Struggling with depression and despair. Some people find themselves asleep in the way of escape. Others are spiritual asleep. They choose to close their eyes to unpleasant circumstances. But keep in mind what Jesus says. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Overcome a temptation. In this portion of scripture, Jesus gave us two powerful keys. Pray that you don't enter into temptation and stay focused on the will of God concerning the situation and walk it out. The crucifixion on the cross was the will of God for Jesus. Throughout his ministry on earth, he was tempted to get off course, to participate in worldly pressures and selfish ambitions. Yet he did not sin. Standing in the midst of the fire is not easy. It's a challenge to deny yourself and walk in obedience to the voice of God. Tempted in the midst of a fire is not easy. It is a challenge what to listen to and obey the voice of God in the midst of a fire. But God is faithful. He will keep you. And if you want to be kept, he will give you that way of escape like we discussed earlier. God is good. Scriptures teaches us that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day with all power in his hands. God is also bringing you out. Look at somebody and say, God is bringing me out. You can overcome temptation. You can come out of it. You can gain life experiences. You can look at that mistake, rewind the clock and say, how did I get there? You can control your thought pattern. Oh, yes, you can. You can choose what you want to think about. The Bible says, well, choose you this day whom you will serve. As a believer, you have the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and you can choose this day whom you will serve. Jesus said, I came to let the oppressed go free. You got to know that Jesus has already freed you. The Bible says, whom the Son has made free is what? Free indeed, and you are free. You can overcome temptation. You can go forward in God. You can move on and you can learn. I can say this again. Don't eat the burnt hot dogs. Look at your thought process. What am I going after? Am I going for just peace, or am I falling in the wrong way? Peace is in the arms of Jesus. Peace is in what? In the things of God. Even when you're going through and your body is saying, do this, and you encourage me, do this, and you'll feel better. Then you have to what? Cast down that evil imagination and say, wait a minute, this is what I need. You're the one in control. Overcome a temptation, your life will never be the same. God has given you grace, strength, and power, my Lord, to overcome temptation. Hello, this is Dr. Tadis. I just want to thank you so much for listening to the series, Don't Eat the Burnt Hot Dogs, Overcoming Temptation. Let's go back to a quick review. Remember, temptation is a fight or state of being tempted to what? Being enticed, attracted, and allured to do evil. But keep your mind stayed on the word of God, because the Bible lets you know. Now, I want you to write it down, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Again, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, that God will give you a way of escape. God will empower you. God is faithful. Remember that. Remember that. You don't have to fall into temptation, as we go right into what? The prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. A portion of that prayer, you'll find it in Matthew 6 and 13. What? And bring us or lead us not into temptation. What? But deliver us from all this evil. God has given you a way of escape. Also, you got to remember in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5 that you are not what you see, taste, smell, what you experience. Is there something behind it? The Bible lets you know that the weapons of your warfare are not physical weapons. They're not carnal weapons. They're not flesh and blood weapons. Keep in mind, there's always a story behind the story. So keep in mind that when you're being tempted, it's something greater behind that temptation. There's another force that's warring. And just meditate and know that God give you power to what? Pull it down. And you don't have to walk into it. And finally, we went into Matthew 18 and 7. Remember Matthew 18 and 7. And it's a woe, which is a stern warning to those who lead others into temptations. Do the right thing. Do the good thing. Don't bother people. Lead them to Christ, because you don't want to see yourself damned or destroyed or even dead somewhere because you led somebody the wrong way. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that's evil. Don't eat the burnt hot dogs. Overcome that temptation, and God is on your side. God bless you.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org. www.faithandprayer.org.